请我们打开腓立比书第三章。
Shall we open Book of Philippians, Chapter 3? We'll read from verse 13 through verse 21.
腓立比书第三章第十三到二十一节，找到我们就一起来念。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 21. When you find it, let's read together.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们是卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。我们低头祷告。
So we bow and pray.
主，感谢你给我们能够有这样的机会聚集在你自己的面前，我们要来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for such an opportunity that we can gather before you. For that, we want to thank you and we want to worship you.
当我们打开你的话语，我们一起来学习你话语的时候。
Lord, as we open up your words and as we try to study your words,
我们求主借着圣灵在这里来教导我们。
Will you teach us through your Holy Spirit?
让我们能够看见你话语里边的生命和精义。
That we may see the life and the spirit of your word.
让你的话成为我们里边的生命和力量。
That your word may become our life and our strength.
为这个缘故，主，我们对你说，求你对我们说话。
For this reason, Lord, we pray that you may speak to us.
我们都是你的仆人。
We are all your servants.
主，愿你自己叫你的话不被我们人的言语所难阻、所模糊。
May your word not be confused and frustrated by our limitation.
叫主的圣灵在人的灵中对人说话。
And may your Holy Spirit speak to our spirits.
解释你自己的话语在人心灵的深处。
May yourself do the work of interpretation in our hearts.
而且让我们能够听见并且去顺从。
That we may hear your word and obey your word.
我们把这个时间恭敬地交托你。
With sovereigns, we commit this time unto your hands.
求主你自己用宝血来接近、遮盖我们讲的、听的、翻译的。
Will you cleanse us with your precious blood, the speaker,The translator and the listener.
同时也用你的膏油来涂抹、吹气在你自己的话语的上
面。At the same time, we ask that you anoint and breathe unto your own words.
我们等候在你面前。
We wait upon you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们会继续交通在腓立比书。上次我们只 在第三章交通了一半。
I will continue to share in the book of Philippians chapter 3, which we left off last time.
所以今天我想继续的跟大家一起来思想十三节后半段。
So today I'd like to share with you from verse 13 onwards.
保罗说，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上边召我来得的奖赏。
Paul says, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
每次当我们来读保罗书信的时候，我们总会想到保罗这一个人自己在神面前的所受的恩典和他所经历的主的丰富的同在。
Every time we read Paul's epistles, we cannot help but be reminded of how this person Paul, how he has experienced the grace and the abundant presence of the Lord.
刚才弟兄在领那首诗歌的时候，我在下边在唱，也是十分被那首的诗歌所摸着。
As our brother was leading the hymn, I was really touched by the hymn.
在基督徒的整个的最宝贝的中心内容，就是基督和他的十字架。
The center of a Christian's Christian life is cross, is Christ and His cross.
保罗的确说到，我在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Indeed, Paul has said that amongst you, I don't want to know anything but Christ and Him crucified.
在这里，我们也看见保罗又说了一件事。
Here we see that Paul spoke about another matter.
他说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He said, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上边召我来得的奖赏。
One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
一面，我们看见保罗很清楚地知道，他已经得着了一些东西。
On the one hand, we can see that Paul clearly said that he has apprehended something.
有同时他又知道有一些东西还必须继续在追求的。
At the same time, he knew that there was something that he needs to press forward to obtain.
他曾经在书信里边这样说。
He said this in his epistles.
我们藉着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，是照着他丰富的恩典。
He says, we've been redeemed by the precious blood of the beloved Son by His grace.
也就是说，他很清楚地知道，靠着耶稣基督的救赎，我们已经得到了这一个的救恩。
He clearly knows that by the salvation of the beloved Son, Jesus Christ, we have obtained this salvation.
已经得到这样一个救赎。
We have received redemption.
但是他同时又劝告跟警告我们。
By the same time, he is warning us or exhorting us.
他说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，我们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
He said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, for we have received the stamp of the Holy Spirit,We are waiting for the day of our redemption.
我们已经得了救赎，已经蒙了圣灵的印记在我们身上。
We have been received the redemption. We have received the mark of the Holy Spirit.
但是他说，你们不要叫圣灵担忧，因为我们还在等候 那个救赎的日子的来到。
But he said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, for we are waiting for the day of our redemption.
圣经中一面告诉我们，
On the one hand, the Bible tells us,
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不到永生。
Those who believe in the Son have eternal life, those who do not believe in the Son do not have life.
很清楚地说，我们一旦信了主，我们就已经有了永生。
Yes, it's clear that once we receive, once we believe in the Lord, we have eternal life.
但是圣经同时也告诉我们，
But at the same time, the Bible tells us that
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生，你为此而被召。
You need to fight the good fight of truth, holding on to eternal life. You were created for this purpose.
我们常常有一种糊涂的感觉。
Oftentimes we are so confused.
我们得着了，我们好像就完成了。
Is it as if we have received, it is all done.
在保罗的认识里边，你已经得着了。
Yes, in Paul's understanding, you have received.
但是你必须持守。
But you have to hold on to.
你必须继续在其上努力。
You have to continue to work on it.
你为此而被召。
This is the purpose you have been created.
圣经同时也说到，你蒙拯救成为了神的儿女。
The Bible also teaches us that we have been saved to become the children of God.
他说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For whoever are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
我们所受的是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
We have received the Spirit of the Son, therefore we call him Abba Father.
前一阵子有一位姐妹从北京来到我们当中。
Not long ago, there was a sister who came from Beijing into our midst.
她每次祷告的时候，她总是这样讲的。
And every time she prayed, she would say these words.
她说天爸爸。
She would say, Abba, Abba.
我们有些时候觉得，哎，这个称呼很亲切。
So sometimes we feel that it's such a nice address.
的确，我们蒙了圣灵在我们身上的印记，他在我们里边叫我们称赐一位神，创造万有的神已经成为我们的爸爸。
Indeed, we have received the mark of the Holy Spirit in our spirit, causes us to call our God Father.
我们因信已经成为神的儿女。
By believing, we have become the children of God.
但是我们还在等候得着儿子的名分。
But at the same time, we are still waiting for the sonship.
圣经也是这样讲的。
This is what the Bible says.
我们自有圣灵初结果子的，也是心里叹息，等候要得着儿子的名分。
We who have received the first fruit of the Holy Spirit,We're waiting patiently for the sonship.
所以你看见在我们救恩的这件事上没有一种一次过的东西。
So on the matter of salvation, it's nothing that is once for all.
宗教喜欢把救恩把生命的许多东西变成一种规矩跟规条。
The religions like to put things of concerning life into formulas and rules.
但是你记得我们得救是得着耶稣基督才有永生才有生命。
But let us remember when we are saved, we have received the life of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是活生生的有生命的住在你我的里边。
The Lord Jesus Christ dwells in us.
所以我们开始有一个责任。
Therefore, we have a responsibility.
我们得着了救赎。
We have received redemption.
我们还要等候得赎的日子的来到。
And yet, we are waiting for the day of our redemption.
我们已经有了永生。
We have received eternal life.
我们还需要持定永生。
And we need to hold on to this life.
我们已经是儿子。
We are already the children of God.
我们还要等候得着儿子的名分。
And we are waiting for the sonship.
这是一个持续性的活泼的过程。
This is a continual, a lively experience.
保罗说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Paul said, I do not consider myself to have apprehended.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
There's one thing that I do, forgetting those things behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上边召我来得的奖赏。
I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他说到每一天他的生活也应该是我们的生活，就是要不断的向着标杆来直跑。
His experience ought to be our experience, that is to press toward the goal for the prize that God has caused.
而且这个呼召是从上边来的呼召。
And this calling is an upward calling.
很多的人说他有一个呼召。
Many people say that they have been called.
很多的人的呼召好像是在地上的呼召。
And yet many of the callings are as if callings of the earth.
要成就某一个的事情。
To accomplish a certain purpose.
要做成某一个的事业。
To do, to accomplish something.
而保罗说他那一个的呼召是从上头来的呼召。
And yet Paul says his calling is an upward calling.
他必须一直的仰望着上边来的启示和引导。
He need to continue to look upon and rely on the revelation and guidance from above.
他前边曾经说过。
She said earlier,
他已经把万事当作粪土，把它丢在后边。
He has forsaken everything and considered them as done.
因为他想到所有的一切，如果来跟主耶稣基督相比的话，就全部失去了它的价值跟意义。
For he considered that if he compares everything else to the Lord Jesus, then nothing is has any value at all.
他同时就在这里也劝勉我们这些同蒙恩召的。圣洁的弟兄
and he's here encouraging us who have received the same calling, the holy brethren.
他说你们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心。
He said, therefore let us, as many as are mature, have this mind.
若在什么事上存别的心，神也必以此指示你们。
And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
那么是这里就是说到，他是觉得每一个蒙召的基督徒都会像他有一样这样的呼召，也有这样的心智。
In other words, he's saying that every Christian who has beencalled will have this mind and this attitude.
就是说在他们的一生的当中已经不可能有别的目标。
That is, in their life, there should not be other purpose, other goals.
就是要得着基督就是他们唯一的目标。
But to gain Christ is their sole purpose.
我们是已经得着了基督。
Yes, we have obtained, we have received Christ.
我们听见福音的时候，因着圣灵在我们身上的工作，我们悔改了，我们蒙重生了，我们得着了基督在我们里边。
When we heard the gospel, when we responded to the gospel, we received the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是保罗说，我还要一直的追求认识他。
And yet Paul says, I need to continue to pursue to know him.
这个认识不仅仅是知识上的认识。
This knowing is not just the knowledge of the mind.
这个知识也是经历上的认识。
But this knowing is knowing through the experience.
就是天天的用我有生的日子不断的来认识跟经历这一位基督。
That is for all the days of our lives, we are to continually experience and get to know our Lord.
当然每个人在不同的时间在不同的环境有不同的时段的对主的不同的经验和认识。
Every one of us will have different experience of the Lord in different seasons of our lives.
他说 若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
It said, if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
根据我们所已经领受的主的话语的教导，圣灵的光照。
According to the understanding of our understanding of the words, the word of God and the light of the Holy Spirit,
我们就要向所已经得到的这些的真理，这些的话语来忠心的去执行。
We need to walk faithfully to the words that we have already received.
而且这里有一个让我们彼此得着提醒的事。
And there's something that we can remind everyone else, one another about.
到了什么地步，就照什么地步行。
To the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
下边他说到，你们要一同效法我，也要留意那些照我们榜样行的人。
Then he says, you need to imitate me and note those who so walk.
一面他说到，我们必须看见那些走在我们前面的属灵的榜样，我们要效法他们。爱主的心。
On the one hand, we need to imitate those who are examples for us, imitate their love for the Lord.
一面他又说，我们到了什么地步，就当照什么地步行。
On the other hand, he said, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
我想这是一个很平衡的提醒。
I felt that this is a very balanced reminder for all of us.
在你身上所经历的，所认识的。
What you have experienced, you have come to know.
你必须在主面前十分的忠实，向主忠心。
You need to be faithful to unto the Lord, to those things that He revealed to you.
你用不着要学某些认为你认为是比较所谓的前面的人。
You need not copy those who you consider to be to be ahead of you in Christ.
特别不要效法那种外表的形象。
Especially not to copy the outward appearance.
有些时候我们就常常有这个的毛病。
We often fall into those traps.
我们觉得某个人在主面前的生活，或者他在主面前蒙的恩典实在是很宝贝的。
We think that so and so has received much grace from the Lord.
我们要效法他们本来也是好的。
And it's good for us, it's a good intention for us to want toimitate them.
但是我们却是在效法外表的东西。
But often we are copying the outward appearance.
很可惜的是，我特别说到我们常常在犯的一种很奇怪的错误。
Very pitifully, I want to speak about a mistake that we often make.
某一个人的祷告的方式是那样，用那样的语气。
If one person, a brother, might be praying with, in such a manner,
有些弟兄或者姐妹可能祷告当中总有一个哦在当中。
Or perhaps a sister will be praying in a particular way, to saying oh all the time.
结果我们好像很多人祷告都有一个哦在当中。
It seems that everyone else starts to copy and saying oh all the time.
有些人可能在祷告当中他必须吸口气。
Sometimes a certain brother or sister, when they pray, they have to breathe.Have to inhale deeply.
结果很多人祷告的时候也吸口气。
And many others start to copy the same.
我曾经去参加过一个 聚会。
I once attended a meeting.
我记得那个聚会所有的人都是一些青壮年的人。
I clearly remember that all those who attended the meeting were in their young or middle age.
他们都是医生、护士、老师、工程师。
And they are all doctors, engineers, teachers, they are professionals.
他们都是一帮非常热心的人。
They are those who have a fervent heart for the Lord.
也都很有追求的人。
And they truly pursue the Lord.
我去参加他们聚会的时候，我有一个非常非常不平安的感觉。
When I attended that gathering, I had a sense of something that is not peaceful within me.
他们祷告的时候，一个人祷告一样的东西，每个人都是同样的东西在重复。
Because when one person prays, everyone prays the same things.
而且很稀奇的是，一个人祷告，所有的人就大声的阿门。
And when one person prays, everyone else will loudly say Amen.
我初初觉得，哎，这个很同心。
In the beginning, I thought they were really praying in one accord.
但是当聚会到快完的时候，我里边一直觉得这不像是圣灵的带领。
But towards the end of the meeting, I felt within me that this is not the leading of the Holy Spirit.
人造的东西太多了。
Because there are too much man-made things.
生命在你我的身上都是基督的生命。
Is Christ in you and I? Is the life of Christ? Is the same?
但是在你我身上的表现跟带领不会绝对一样。
But the manifestation and guidance of the Holy Spirit will not be the same.
因为你我本来就生来不同。
For we are born differently.
个性不同。
We have different characters.
神是活的神。
God is a living God.
人是活的人。
And we are living beings.
带领是活的带领。
His leading is therefore living.
千万要避免一样东西。
Let us try our best to avoid this.
我们把属灵的事情变成一种的框架。
That we turn spiritual things into a framework.
我们都要效法那些留下美好榜样的主的儿女们。
Yes, we are to imitate those who have set a good example for us before in Christ.
但是是效法他们那一个效法主的。
But we are to imitate their heart, their attitude of following the Lord, imitating Christ.
因为我们要被磨成的是要像基督，不是要像某些人。
But we are to be conformed to the image of Christ and not anyone else.
保罗为什么敢说叫人来效法他？
How could Paul dare to say to imitate me?
其实他有多次的跟基督徒讲过这句话。
Indeed, he has said many times in his to Christians these words.
他说：“我蒙了神的怜悯。”
He said, "I've received mercy from God."
就要将那些暗昧可耻的事给丢弃了。
And I will forsake the things of darkness.
不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理。
Do not deceive others. Do not confuse the word of God.
只将真理表明出来。
But I speak to you concerning the word of God.
好在神面前把自己建以个人的良心。
In order to commend to each one's conscience before God.
凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人。
By God's holiness and sincerity,
也不是靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩惠。
Not to walk according to the wisdom of man, but by grace of God.
他常常有一个在生活中自我提醒的地方。
He often said to remind himself, examine himself.
就是他要长存一个无愧的良心。在神也能够在人的面前。
Then you need to have a clear conscience before God and before man.
我们作为一个人
as a human being，
如果连基本的起码的良心的需要我们都不顾及了，
if we do not care even for the basic need of the conscience，
那么其实我们在神的面前就成为一个虚妄的人。
Then we are a vain person before the Lord。
他下边警告说，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
He says many walk because they are enemies, as enemies of Christ。
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things.
我相信当保罗讲这些话的时候，他自己是有很深的一个的印象的。
I believe when Paul spoke about these words, he had a deep impression in him.
有很多的人自称是属基督的人。
The many call themselves people belong to Christ.
但是他们行事是十字架的仇敌。
And yet they walk in the way that they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
昨天我看新闻节目的时候，有一个新闻让我非常的吃惊。
Yesterday I was watching the news, one of the news really shocked me.
中央新闻台大概用了10到15分钟播报这整段的过程。
Chinese CCTV news used about 10 minutes to broadcast this story.
在山东昭远市。
In 山东 province, in 昭远 city.
在一家市区中心的麦当劳店里边
，in one of the McDonald's in downtown in the city，
有六个人打死了一个毫不相识的女性。
Six people were beaten a female person to death。
当警察来了把这六个人拘捕的时候。
When the police come and arrest those six offenders,
其中有一个还不到年龄，还没到可以判刑的年龄。
One of them was even under 18.
后来有记者就去访问打死人的人。
And the journalist later on interviewed one of the offenders.
问他你跟这个女性认识吗？
And they asked him, "Do you know this person?"
他们说不认识。
They say no, we don't know her.
你为什么要打死他？
Why do you kill him? Kill her?
他说因为他是恶魔，他是邪灵。
Because she is a devil.
他们问他你们是什么人？
And they ask them, who are you?
他们说他们是全能神的教会的人。
They say they are Church of the Almighty God.
为什么要打死这个人？
Why did you kill the woman?
因为他要跟他要一个电话，他不给他。
Because we asked her for a phone number and she wouldn't give it to us.
他们认为他们是要向他传福音，他拒绝。
And they considered that they were preaching the gospel to her and she rejected the gospel.
拒绝福音的人是邪灵。
And those who rejected the gospel are devils.
他们就把这个人活活打死了。
And they were.Beating this person to death.
你仔细想一下，这帮人是声称是基督徒的人。
And let us examine this. This group of people, they call themselves Christians.
当记者问他，你有没有法律的观念？
When the journalist asked them, "Do you have any idea of the law?"
你知道你犯了律法吗？
Do you know that you have committed a crime?
你怕不怕违反律法？
Are you afraid of breaking the law?
他说我不怕。
They say we're not afraid.
我们的神是全能的神。
Because our God is an almighty God, they said.
当我在新闻中看到这样的新闻的时候，我真的为我们的基督徒十分的痛心。
As I was watching this news, I was truly saddened on behalf of Christians.
保罗没得着基督的生命之前，也是这样的宗教狂热子。
This is Paul or Saul before he received Christ. He was in such religious zeal.
他以为抓拿、鞭打、下监那帮信耶稣的人就是为神做事。
He considered serving God to beat up and put those Christians into prison.
你看见这种的危险吗，弟兄们？
Do you see the danger in these brothers and sisters?
如果我们的宗教热心是变成一种狂热，而没有合乎道德，没有合乎主自己生命性情的话，
If our religious fervor is turned into such a zeal and is not according to the life of Christ in us,
我们可以杀人还以为是侍奉神。
We will be killing and we thought we are serving God.
保罗再三再三的在他的书信，在他的教导中来提醒我们每一个的人。
Again and again, Paul reminds us in his epistles, in his teachings,
信仰你必须一直的看住耶稣。
We need to fix our eyes on Christ.
有什么不像耶稣的，肯定不是从主那里来的。
Anything else that is not Christ is not from Christ.
不是教条。
It's not rules and regulations.
也不是人的热心。
Nor is it human zeal.
我深信一个越接近主的人，
I believe one who is close to the Lord.
他只有一个越变越成为软弱谦卑的人。
He can only be more and more like Christ, full of meekness and gentleness.
我相信一个越来越像主的人，
I believe one who is more and more like Christ.
他行事为人总是受圣灵在他身上刻印耶稣自己的生命性情。
The way he walks has the mark of the characters of Christ.
难怪有一个基督徒他说过这句话。
No wonder a Christian said this.
如果你的信仰能让你以为你比别人好了，
If your faith has caused you to think that you are better than others,
你的信仰叫你能够整天的指手画脚来说别人错了，
If your faith only caused you to point your finger at others and say that the other people are wrong,
我担心你所信的不是耶稣基督，
Then I'm afraid that what you believe in is not Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里说到一件事情，我不是以为我得着了。
Paul said this, he said, I do not consider myself to have apprehended.
我要继续的努力的来奔向那一个的目标。
But I need to continually to press toward the goal.
就是让基督更多的在我的身上改变我。
That is to let Christ transform me more and more.
5年前、10年前你信主了。
Perhaps you believe in the Lord 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
今天当你来回顾的时候，
Today as you reflect on the years past,
我想我们大部分的人有这样一种的感慨。
I felt that many of us will have this sign.
我什么现在越来越不如我刚刚信主的时候那样的单纯，那样的喜乐，那样的平安呢？
Many will say that I am not like how I used to be when I first believed in Christ, full of peace, full of simplicity in Christ.
这正是说明我们在这五年、十年的过程当中，我们并没有办让主在我们里边 改变我们，更多的深沉在我们里边。
This is a sign that we have not allowed Christ to transform us in the last 5 years or 10 years.
我们的救恩起手的是来自于主。
The beginning of our salvation is from the Lord.
继续维持我们生命成长的还必须是我们的主。
To continue in this life, to sustain our life is also from the Lord.
那个目的跟结束还必须是我们的主。
And the end result and the purpose, the goal is also of the Lord.
很多的人走到半路就会成为了十字架的仇敌。
Many, in the, when they're halfway through, they become the enemies of the Christ, of the cross of Christ.
他们会以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
They glory in their shame.
明明是可羞辱的事，却当成是荣耀的事。
Things that are originally shameful, they consider to be glory.
当我们初初得救的时候，我们被教导说。
When we first believe in the law, we've been taught that.
不要坚持自己的义，而要谦卑悔改在主的面前，是我们得救恩的极大的福分。
Do not hold on to your self-righteousness, but to humble ourselves and receive God's righteousness.
当我们在继续成长的时候，我们就忘了这样一条最宝贵的真理。
But when we continue to walk on this journey, we have forgotten about this precious truth.
认罪是我们作为一个人最荣耀的举动。
Repentance is the most glorious thing that we can have.
夸耀是一个基督徒的耻辱。
To be boastful is a Christian's shame.
可惜的是，今天不只是世界，包括基督教世界，都在教导我们夸耀。
Very pitifully, not only the world, but even Christian world teaching everyone to be boastful.
我们喜欢夸耀，我们有多少人口，我们有多少的事工，我们有多少的成就。
We like to boast about how many people we have, how many ministries we are doing, how many things we have accomplished.
我们却不懂得需要天天在主面前懊悔、悔改我们自己。
Yet we have forgotten about repentance before the Lord.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
有一个人这样的问基督徒。
A certain man asked Christians this question.
回想一下，你最后一次在主面前悔改是什么时候？
Do you remember when was the last time you repent before the Lord?
你有多长没有悔改，你就有多长没有属灵的长进。
How long have you not been repenting before the Lord? Then that is how long you haven't been growing spiritually.
我们不要以羞辱当成荣耀。
Let us not glory in our shame.
不要以地上的事为念。
Let us not set our minds on earthly things.
因为我们是天上的国民。
For our citizenship is in heaven.
等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
And we're waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, from heaven.
还记得你我是天上的国民吗？
We still remember that we are citizens of heaven.
地上不过是我们做客的地方。
Earth is but a place that we are a stranger in.
得 与失其实都不重要。
Whether gain or lost is not so important.
因为我们不过是在这里做旅客而已。
For we are but strangers, sojourners in the world.
并且我们是等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。
And we're waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be manifest from heaven.
我再说，基督徒，我们不是要来建造人间天堂。
Let me say again this, that Christians are not to build an earthly paradise.
很多人以为基督徒就是要来建造人间天堂。
Many thought that Christians are to build an earthly paradise.
不，我们是天上的国民。
No, we are citizens of heaven.
我们在这里是做客，我们是在等候救主耶稣基督的降临。
We are but strangers on the earth, and we're waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to descend from heaven.
他将要赏赐一切等候他显现的人。
And we truly believe that He will reward those who have a desire for His appearing.
他也能够给我们荣耀的得赎的结局。
And He will give us a glorious ending, the ending of us being received the redemption.
所以保罗在这一下半段，第三章下半段这里提醒我们。
So in the second half of the paragraph, Paul reminded us that
一面我们要追求的是耶稣基督。
On the one hand, the one who we need to pursue is Jesus Christ.
他告诉我们不要以我们已经得着的为满足。
He warned us not to be content with what we have already obtained.
我们还必须努力地向前。
And we need to press toward the goal.
好叫基督的心意能够成就在你我的身上。
That the purpose of Christ might be accomplished in you and in me.
他也让我们能够知道跟随主的这条路其实是很自然的一条生命的路。
He also informed us that the way of following Christ is a way of life.
我们只要尽照着我们所已经领受的忠心的行在主的面前。
We all need to be faithful to the degree that we have already attained. We walk before the Lord.
我们当然要效法那些信心的榜样、爱心的榜样的人。
Yes, we need to imitate those who are examples of love and examples of faith.
但是我们不是效法他们那些外在的行为跟态度。
But we are not to imitate just the outward appearance.
而是效法他们，让主在他们身上改变他们。
But to imitate their attitude, their determination to let Christ walk in them, to transform them.
他也再次提醒我们，不要以地上的事为念，以致我们把羞辱的当成是荣耀。
Also reminded us not to set our minds on earthly things and not to glory in our shame.
真正的荣耀是我们能够真实的常常的在主面前悔改。
True glory for us is that we can regularly repent before the Lord.
而且提醒我们，我们是天上的国民。
And he reminded us that we are citizens of heaven.
所以我们在等候主耶稣基督的降临。
Therefore, we're waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to descend from heaven.
所以我们的生活有非常明确的目标，而不是没有目标。
Therefore, we have a clear goal, in our Christian life.
为此我们要竭力的忘记 背后努力面前。
For this goal, we need to press toward and forget the things that are behind.
要来得着主耶稣基督。
In order to gain Christ Jesus.
同样也是说，让主耶稣完全得着我们。
Also that he may obtain us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，愿你成为我们生命中的目标。
Lord, may you be the goal in our life.
主，愿你教导我们到了什么地步，该如何行，能够尊主为大。
May you teach us to magnify you and to, according to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
主，纠正我们，免得我们成为十字架的仇敌。
Lord, will you correct us, lest we become the enemies of the cross of Christ.
禁止我们走那些离开生命道路的路。
Forbid us to depart from the way of life.
保守我们常常记得我们在地上是客旅。
Keep us and remind us that we are strangers and sojourners in the world.
有一个心是切切的羡慕等候你的回来。
That we may have a heart.A desire that desire your appearing.
好，让我们今天地上的所有的生活思想都受着你在天上的管理。
That our lives and our thoughts on earth will be governed by you in heaven.
我们感谢你，救恩是已经做成了。
But we thank you that you have accomplished the salvation.
但是今天并还没有完，因为圣灵还要在我们身上继续来做。
But you have not finished your work, but.The Holy Spirit continue to work in us.
直到我们能够完全的被你得着，得着你的自己。
Until we are completely obtained by you, and we are completely obtained you to be.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.